So here we were sitting in the studio on Monday this week, and a phone call comes through to say, who'd like to go wing walking tomorrow? All of us looked at each other.
And then said, Rich? Should we get Rich to do it?
So work experience Rich, who's game for anything, was the one that was plucked out.
In his defence, he said, all right, me, fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Then he said, when? And I said, tomorrow. And he went,
great. Now, of course, wing walking has got a very long tradition of people walking on aircraft stupidly. I said that I wouldn't give it a go because I've got two kids. And my wife let me go to Afghanistan, no problem at all. But she had a problem with this. I think she checked through the insurance, said that I wasn't covered for wing walking.
No, you didn't want to do it for the same reason that I didn't want to do it. You're chicken.
Absolutely. So I drove Rich to Cirencester. To Cirencester, RFC Rencomb, which is actually a lovely spot.
Oh, you're such a hero. Just before you stayed in that plush hotel for free that night.
Yeah.
It was a
well done you.
It's a beautiful little part of the country. And we met up. Now, in this bit here, you will hear the pilot, of course. You'll hear David, who's organising Fly to the Past. And that's what this is all about. Because Fly to the Past is going to be at Oxford Airport Sunday week from 9 in the morning. A lot of music, a load of planes, a big air show too. And so David invited us along. And you'll hear David. You'll hear one of the girls too, who is a wing walker with the Breitling team, and the incredible story how she became a wing walker as well, which is just nuts. And of course you'll hear work experience Rich and how he felt after his flight on a biplane that was 70 years old, one of the Breitling planes.
Not just on a biplane, strapped to the top of the wings.
That's right. Here's work experience Rich's experience wing walking.
He's off the ground, he's holding on for dear life.
It's going to be very, very bumpy out there today with this wind, but it is such good fun. I think he was a little bit nervous, but I think when he gets down, he'll be glad that he did it.
Oh my God!
And he'll have to be careful.
You go so fast. How fast is he going?
He'll be going about 140 miles per hour.
Wow.
So, I mean, it does feel very fast. And, I mean, if he's smiling up there, he'll have to watch out for the flies.
That was incredible. That was absolutely incredible. Not like how I thought it would be. I thought it would be a lot more sort of petrifying, scary. But once you're up there, you don't feel like you're moving as fast as you're moving. And the views and everything is incredible. I'd highly recommend it. It's amazing. It honestly is amazing. I've stopped shaking as well, which I'm quite pleased about.
What was the best bit?
The best bit? Landing.
Yeah, he did really well, actually, for being somebody who's quite nervous, obviously, to start with. Once he was up there, I think he fairly enjoyed it, although the last manoeuvre, which I thought he wouldn't like, he didn't like.
Now, tell us about that manoeuvre, because I thought, hang on a second, you're going to loop him.
No, what we do is just dive the aeroplane to get some speed from about 500 feet, give it about a 3G pull-up to almost the vertical, and then as the plane loses speed, we push the stick forward, so you actually go about probably minus 1G, so he's actually completely weightless on the wing. He might feel like he's flying off the wing, and then he gets a face full of field as we're descending. So, about 140 miles an hour, he did really well.
Now, David, come on over here, because obviously you're the man that's behind Fly to the Past. Tell us a little bit what the thought was behind Fly to the Past.
Well, it's combining music and beautiful old aeroplanes and a celebration of nostalgia and the history of flight all in one.
Just remind us when it's on.
The 21st of August, 9 a.m. in the morning, with a four-hour air show starting at 1 p.m. And the highlight is the Vulcan Bomber.
Actually, how did you get your job? Did you see it, like, in the local rag?
No, it was my mum that told me about it.
Your mum?
My mum and my dad, yeah.
Then they like you?
No, they hate me. No, they knew it was a company I'd love. They just saw it and told me to go for it. I did think she got a bit mad at first, but...
We've got the Breitling Wing Walkers as one of the highlights, so we're doing the stunts today to tell people about it and to hope that they'll buy tickets and come along at Oxford Airport.
Honestly, the best bit was just the views, and the whole experience was just amazing, unbelievable. I'm so pleased that I've done it. I can't believe I've done it, but I'm so overwhelmed by it.
You know, I was so jealous of Rich actually doing that, because he had a whale of a time. He loved it. I lent him my jumper, so my jumper's done some wing walking.
It's Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
Thanks to the guys from Flight to the Pastors on Sunday week at Oxford Airport. And you'll have a well of a time that day. And they got a good day planned for you. But there we go. Well done, Richie Rich. Well done, Rich. Congratulations. Good wing walking.
Jack's Morning Glory with Trev, Sue and Caroline and Aqua Victis Water. When you want something pure and refreshing. And it's too early for vodka.